let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program today, Elizabeth Clayton, began teaching at age 20 at the University of Southern Mississippi. Now retired, spending her days reviewing and preparing her works for publication. A truly remarkable writing career, published 18 works, primarily poetry, starting with the release of her autobiography in 2007, which chronicles her struggles with bipolar disorder. Inducted into the Literary Hall of Fame Sigma Kappa Delta in 2012, nominated for the Eric Hoffer Award by her publisher in summer 2013 quarter of Forward Magazine. Her work Scarlet Flow was shown in the World Book Fair in London in 2013, received the Golden Seal of Excellence Award in 2014. Also in 2014, Elizabeth was featured in two New York Times New Voices, New Perspective segments. Quiet Sheba, a trilogy, was completed in early 2016. She received the Golden Seal of Excellence Award from her publisher. And her work, We Lesser Gods, published in summer 2016, its addendum receiving the Golden Seal of Excellence Award in the summer of 2017. Elizabeth Clayton, author of The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Maugh, Words of Help, Comfort, Direction, Usable Morsels of Truth, Strength of Recognition of the Power of Will Inside Grace, is our guest on This Week in America. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Such a fascinating book, and I'm really looking forward to having a chance to talk with you about it. First of all, tell us the significance of the title of the book.
Well, I wanted something that was being held in secret, and so I went back to the Greeks and the early Christian people. And they had to worship, the Greeks and Romans, they had to worship in privacy, in silence. And so that was their ecclesia. That's where the word ecclesia comes from, the hidden work. And so I, as a child, was always too very sensitive to say what I felt if I thought it would not please. And so I held all my feelings inside myself. And I was reared in a fundamentalist home, fundamentalist religious teachings, and I couldn't say what I felt. And unhappily, I didn't believe the way everybody was supposed to believe. I believed the way I wanted to believe. So I had to be quiet, and that really was a very big plank in the platform of my illness. And so the book reveals my true feelings. That's the reason it's the Ecclesia Kept. What you read is what was kept.
Well, yes.
It's now made known.
And it's interesting because I have a feeling, and I think you just said that, this basically is your lifetime, isn't it? This is a lifetime of reflection,
yes,
into the book.
All of my work is a step in that direction. And, of course, it's good poetry, I think. I teach poetry. I read poetry, and I know good poetry and bad poetry.
This is good
and
poetry,
some of mine,
yes.
It's very poor, but some of it is very good. And so all the poetry through the books of poetry, you see this leading toward, what is she going to say? And I'm saying, look, this is what I feel.
How difficult was it to do it in verse, to do it in poetic fashion, to take these thoughts?
Oh, it was very easy.
Well, it was?
We all have aptitudes, and that's one that I have. I paint and I sculpt and I do those things in fine arts, and writing is my most, it's the one that I use most.
Yeah, I said in the introduction, you're retired now and spending your days reviewing, preparing your works for publication. Retirement is probably a misnomer, isn't it? I get the impression that you're probably working just as hard.
No, I'm busy. I don't paint to sell. I don't write to sell. It really doesn't matter to me if I don't make, you know, if I don't earn a lot of money or anything. I just have enough. I just need enough to float and get things going. And a lot of my people who push me to go with them and sell with them don't quite understand that. But I think we all, as we grow older, reach desperately for significance. And I don't have any family, and I don't have any. I have family, but we're not close. And I don't have any husband or children. I've been a widow for 26 years. and I have no children. And so my legacy is what I'm leaving now.
Yeah, the book we're talking about is The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Moy by Elizabeth Clayton. The book's available at Amazon. It's available at Barnes & Noble at Stratton Press, stratton-press.com. You can find all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned that pleasing others is a maneuver we humans use to assure ourselves that we can then accept our own behavior, be counted worthy within, and safe. And it sounds like, especially in your early years, this is really something that you experienced firsthand.
I did. I felt that if I did not please my family, my father and my mother especially, that I just was not good. To be good was the ultimate. To be good was the grail. And I sought that grail. And I was very sensitive. I was quite bright, quite pretty. Quite talented, and I always came to the fore and got in people's eyes. You know, they came to their attention, and so I was always on stage, and I was always seen doing something wrong. I was a little bit, well, one of my friends who was 96 told me, she said, the thing I like about you best is that you're quietly rebellious, and I was. I was rebellious, but I did it quietly. I didn't want to hurt anybody.
Yes.
I didn't want to hurt my family.
You talk a lot about oneness, and let's talk about that. Talk about that concept and how that's evolved, and we now hear the singlehood, for example, is mentioned a lot with this generation. Talk about oneness and the importance of that.
I think that after the Renaissance and our progress since then, we freed the concept that I am someone, I am a person. God was the center of the universe until that time. Then man became the center of the universe. And we have been seeking who we are desperately. And to be that person we really are is just the grail, as I say. That is it. We need to be able to say what we feel, how we feel, who we are, what we believe in. You don't have to have a revolution to do that. I mean, you can say it just quietly, and you can just say it. You know, you can live it. You can live it every day. But I was afraid I couldn't. And so I withdrew into myself, and the world of fantasy enters, too, because that's an outlet for you. It's a way that you can express yourself without anybody knowing it. And so the oneness, you have to be at peace with one, or you cannot be at peace with anyone else. That's just it.
Yeah, and you talk
and,
about...
You've got to accept who you are. You've got to know who you are and know what you really believe. Most people don't even know what they really believe about anything.
That's one of the benefits of the book that we're talking about, The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Moy by Elizabeth Clayton, our guest on the program, is it gives you time and sort of encourages you to do a little self-reflection. And you say that truthfully, finding oneself...
The examined time.
Yeah, and if you touch just a handful of people that feel better about themselves and more in touch with themselves, it's a job well done as an author, an artist. You say, truthfully, finding oneself is dangerous, allowing various avenues of abuse to be possible, both physically and psychologically. Talk about that in the dangers involved as we try to find oneself.
Well, we are often very critical. We're never as good as we want to be.
Yes.
And it depends on who our models are, who our mentors are, how much reinforcement we receive from people that we admire and respect. It's easy to beat yourself down and not be who you think you ought to be. That is a danger. Feeling inferior, I have a little statement. I say different is good, different is bad, but different is different. And in our culture, we have this mania for saying that it has to be the same. Don't be different, God. Don't be different. Be like everybody else. Although we play like we want everybody to be a different person, we don't. We want them all to be different in the same way.
And you have in the book a number of philosophers that you quote, and you have your verses in there that we'll get into here in a second. But you end up talking about someone, and it pretty well sums up what you were saying in the course of the book. You're quoting Popeye at the end of the book. Talk about that, because that's very simple. But when you think about it, pretty well sums it up, doesn't it?
It does. When I taught English composition, I occasionally taught English composition, and they wrote a lot of themes, and I would give them topics to write, on, about, and I would give them that title, I Am What I Am, and they loved it. They loved it. They just went all out to say who they were. It was a correct way to say, look, I'm not like so-and-so, and I don't like this, and I'm not going to be like this. I have to be what I am.
And that's something that so many people can relate to. You've got the words of Seneca, and I think this hits home as well. It takes the whole of life to learn how to live. I get the impression, even with the life that you lived and the self-reflection and the transformation, the growth you've gone through, you still learn something more every day. Is this a work in progress?
I tell my students, you can learn from every experience. It doesn't matter how bad, how good, how whatever instructive. Maybe it's just something, but you can learn. A person can learn from every experience he has. And we need to, because we don't know about the other side. And we are only here in this arena. And so we must do everything we can do in this arena. People say, well, you're sounding like there's not going to be any heaven. I don't know. I just plain don't know.
The book we're talking about.
So I think that we have to use every ounce of energy we have to be the best we can be as far as what we consider best, hurting other persons or hurting ourselves. And that is what we have to seek for. It takes all of life to learn as much as you can.
The book, The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Moy by Elizabeth Clayton. Time going by way too quickly. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about some of the topics that you write in verse in the book. You've got lines, sayings, parables. Talk about some of the issues that you talk about that are, as I'm reading them, very relatable, I think, for most people.
Well, I'm not quite sure I understand what.
Well, what are some of the topics that you address in the book? I mentioned the lines, sayings, and parables. What are some of the emotions, the topics that you talk about in verse?
Well, of course, all of the sentiments that we house.
Yes.
Love and care and hope and faith and all of these things. My conflict has really covered all aspects of my life, learning, doing, saying, feeling, all of these areas are gone into. I think that it's very easy to say, oh, it's a nice day today, but we don't really know what that means. To really get into a nice day is giving attention to something holy. And something holy is very hard to get into. So they chain. The sentiments chain each other. And sometimes you can get into a really down or really up by going through this chain.
Yes.
I don't know if it's clear or not, but...
Yes. Fully understand that, yes. Fully understand that, and the book is going to be a help and has been a help to so many people. You mentioned happiness is a true fable. Talk about that. How many of us do you think are happy, or is this something that's elusive? And maybe
not for very long at a time, anyway.
Well, it seems like that, yes. Happiness
is
fleeting.
That we sit on all the time, but we don't. We only experience happiness just off and on, just in here and now. And when we have it, and we know we have it, it's such a wonderful, wonderful. It's a blessing to know I am at peace. I am happy. I wish nothing at this moment. But most of the time it's not like that. We're struggling. Most of the time we struggle. We're like Sisyphus. We roll the ball, the rock up the hill, and it comes right back down.
Exactly.
And we have to push it back up again.
And again.
I think most people just want everything to be all right, and it's just not going to be. It can't be.
A couple minutes left in the program. In the book, you mentioned for Agatha, the first wisdom of life is humility, long and difficult. Talk about the struggle with humility.
To be successful, to be alive, to be productive, one has to tout his own greatness. And to do anything, he has to stay alive. He has to stay alive in spite of everything. So that makes humility a little bit hard.
The book is The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Moy by Elizabeth Clayton. At the back of the book, you've got a verse there. I have spoken true, and I have pleased, and stars dress me. I will not reach for the sun and the moon. As we close here, tell me about the significance of that.
I wrote that verse when I was having a very difficult time with my second husband, and I was so afraid to say anything. He was quite stern and harsh, and very intelligent man, and it made it hard for me to do the things I wanted to do. But anyway, I knew that what I thought was not bad, was not wrong, was if I could just find someone who would hear it. And so I began to speak a little bit more of myself, and people reacted to it favorably. They were not critical. They were favorable. And I wrote that little verse. I have spoken the things I really feel. I've said the things I really know. And I feel that stars dress me. I don't have to reach any further.
The book is The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Moy by Elizabeth Clayton, our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You'll find it at stratton-press.com as well. It's published by Stratton Press. They've got a book section at the website, and you'll get information on the book and be able to order it there as well. Elizabeth, it was a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much. I mentioned all the books that you've written. I'm sure you're working on some. What are some of the projects you've got coming out
soon? I have some small projects. I've not been well this year. My bipolar illness was one of its bad years. And so I haven't written this summer, but I'm just beginning again, and I look forward to the next year.
And look forward to having you back on the program to talk about that. The book, Words of Help, Comfort, Direction, Usable Morsels of Truth, Strength of Recognition of the Power of Will Inside Grace. The book is The Kept Ecclesia of Agatha Moy by Elizabeth Clayton. The book's available at stratton-press.com. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on to all the information on Elizabeth's book. Elizabeth, once again, thank you for being with us on the program. Thank you for listening, everybody. We're back on today's show right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.